Welcome to Life Lessons in Unexpected Places. The world is full of teachers if you know how to look and listen. With Asha Nayaswamy, one of the spiritual directors of Ananda Palo Alto and a founding member of Ananda Worldwide. If you enjoy this content and are inspired by the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda and his disciple Swami Kriyananda, find Asha on YouTube, Facebook, Patreon, all podcast directories, and her website, ashajoy.org.
Gunfight. Every insult you hurl at others is like a boomerang. It will return and wound you. I love this. Swami calls this gunfight. I mean, usually something in what he's written is related to the title, but in this case, he's just drawing an image for us. What is a gunfight? A gunfight is one of you is standing there with a gun, the other one standing with a gun, whoever shoots first or shoots most accurately, and it's going to be reciprocal. You know, it's not a shooting, it's a gunfight. And you have this, you know, we have these pictures of the Western movies and everybody coming in and drawing their guns, or you have a picture of a duel where people turn around and facing each other with their weapons, just like that. In other words, you know, you're both going to fire. There's no one way to it. And so what Swamiji, the image that Swamiji is trying to get us to see, and the whole point of all of the images in this whole series that I'm talking about here, is that we take an idea that's sort of abstract, we get some concrete image that we really know what that is, and then we lift it back to the abstract and we have a feeling about it. If I get mad about something and I hurl a negative thought out at someone, or a negative speech out at someone, they may fight back in the moment, but not necessarily. And if you're more powerful or stronger or meaner or whatever the issue might be, it may not feel like a reciprocal situation. But you think of a gunfight, you think both of you have guns, one shoots a bullet, the other shoots a bullet. So what Swami's trying to get us to understand here is when you send that negative energy out, you are absolutely in that moment, you are guaranteed that that negative energy is going to come back and wound you. Will it happen in a minute later, a year later, two incarnations later? And that's what makes it confusing, because there is what Yogananda called the thwarting cross currents of ego, which is, for example, if you're in a gunfight, well, let's not think of a gunfight, but if you think of a physical fight where you pick up a stick and hit somebody hard with it. Even if that person has a stick in their hand, you might be able to outrun them. And so you might not get it back right in that moment. But what Swami wants us to understand is the negative energy that you put out is tied to you by a subtle thread. And that's why the boomerang is the image he uses in the actual text of this. When you send a boomerang out, I've never thrown one, but we've all seen pictures of people throwing them. You wind up and you hurl it. You've released it. It's gone. And you can go about your business, depending how big the arc of the boomerang is. You can sit down, you can have tea, you can go out to dinner, you can go to the movie. But during the whole time, that the force of that boomerang is making its way through whatever the trail is, and inevitably it will come back and hit you with exactly the same force that you launched it. This is actually called the law of karma. It's cause and effect in human experiences, that nothing that comes to you now was not in some way initiated by something you did in the past. Now, this is a very tough teaching, and people don't want it to be true because a lot of really hard things happen to us. Now, we also have to understand that not every hard thing that happens to you is a punishment. You know, many hard things that happen to us are actually a tremendous opportunity that's given to us to expand our awareness, our consciousness, our compassion, our kindness, our humility, our courage. So you're not necessarily being punished. You may be being challenged, but you're not necessarily being punished. But in the law of karma, in this particular way, when you put out negative energy, that negative energy will return to you in some form or another in exact proportion to what you put out. I had a very interesting experience many years ago. I was traveling in a motorhome. It was a spacious motorhome. It had a kitchen in the back, and I was with another person, and he was driving, and it was a kind of a windy road. And I had gone back to the kitchen, and I was making a peanut butter sandwich for myself, I believe, maybe for the driver, but certainly for myself. And the road was a little curvy, and suddenly the driver made a sudden move and sort of came back over to one side. It turned out later, he confessed to me that he, in fact, had sort of lost track for just a split second and had to make a quick correction. But I didn't know that it was actually his fault until much later. But the where I was in the making of the peanut butter sandwich is the jar was perched on the edge of the cabinet of the counter. And when the driver made that sudden move, the jar fell right off the counter, and it fell right down and landed on my foot. And a peanut butter jar weighs a pound or two, and they're pretty heavy. And when it hits the bones of your feet, it hurt. Fortunately, it was barely bruised, but in the moment, there was this very sharp pain. And I had the most interesting, thought process, which was, I literally, like time slowed down. My foot hurts. The pain in my foot was caused by the sharp turn of the motorhome. The driver must have made a sharp turn. So he did something to me that caused the pain in my foot. I don't like the pain in my foot. So if I give pain to the driver, my foot won't hurt so much. Really, all of that just went through my head, right? Just like in a split second. Oh, I have pain. Let me pass this pain on to someone else. If I increase the total pain in the world, then perhaps I'll have less. Fortunately, I thought, that is ridiculous. You know, the peanut butter jar falling on my foot is totally unrelated to the driver. Later, I found out he had exactly, you know, lost his concentration and caused it. But still, he wasn't trying to hurt my foot with the peanut butter jar. It was all unrelated. But what happens to us in our lives is that negative comes to us and we put negative out. And what we have to gradually understand is increasing the amount of negative in the world does not diminish the amount of negative in my life experience. And even more than that, it actually increases the negative in my life experience because what goes around comes around, as they say. As ye sow, so shall ye reap. There's lots of different ways that people say this. So we need to really begin to think, am I enjoying what I'm experiencing in life? Am I getting back from life what I really want to have from life? Am I in a trend where a lot of people are going after me? Swami Kriyananda talked about a roommate he had. He said, and the roommate was very critical and very judgmental of people. He was a sort of a snooty intellectual, and he liked to look down on people, and he would often, you know, his sense of humor was a very put down kind of humor, and he was always talking in insulting terms about people who were lesser than him. As Swami said, he was very, very clever, so much of it was quite entertaining, but the entire attitude was a constant emanation of insult. And Swami said it was so interesting because whenever that man went out, he would attract negative responses from the world. He said just walking down the street, and Swami's talking about his friend, not Swami himself, walking down the street, he said a man and a woman walk by, and then the man turns around and punches the guy because he says he looked inappropriately at the woman he was walking with, you know, and there had been nothing. It's just punches him. He goes out in the street, and a gang of thugs with knives start chasing him somewhere. You know, it's just, if a piano were going to fall from an upper building, it would fall on him. And it all seems so unfair. Except as Swami began to learn later in life about the law of karma and the boomerang effect of insults you put out, he realized this man was constantly emanating a negative judgment toward the world. And as a consequence, there were endless boomerangs that just kept coming back around and hitting him. Swami, by contrast, had a very benign and a loving attitude toward life. And he said, you know, His friend would go outside and meet hooligans who were trying to kill him, and Swami would meet little old ladies who wanted to give him flowers. You know, it would just be completely different in what was happening. And you have to realize it's not just what you say, it's also even what you think. I had to arbitrate a dispute among two women in our community because even though we're a spiritual community, we're a very old family. And we are deep friends, and many of us have also been enemies, because often the people that you love over a period of time, misunderstandings arise, desires are thwarted, attitudes change, and so people that you're very close to, for a time you can be in conflict with. And so when a spiritual family as old as the family that is comprised of Ananda, and I'm sure many of you watching this, we've been, as Swami put it, we've been all in all to one another, including not always getting along, and then we have to learn to love each other more deeply. But what had happened between these two women who were not fond of each other, they had a intense, what you would call a karmic conflict. They were temperamentally different, but the conflict was clearly not rooted in anything that was going on now. It was boomerangs from the past that were catching up. But so one woman is in the community kitchen, and she's just in the kitchen. The second woman walks in. The first woman says, "Good morning." The second woman begins to yell about what a terrible person, she's not, just not going to put up with it anymore. How dare you treat me the way you're treating me? Just blows up. So somehow or another, I got involved in the whole thing, and the first woman feels absolutely mistreated. Like, all I said was good morning, how dare she explode, and on, and I said, "What were you thinking?" And what she was thinking was, "Oh, here comes that awful person again." All she said was good morning. I said, "You might as well have shouted it out and held up a big sign, because that was entirely the energy you were putting out." And she heard it. I mean, she genuinely believes you spoke it out loud, because she says she's lying when she says all she said was good morning, because all you articulated was good morning, but you were putting out all the energy that she responded to. And this is what we have to, we can't just say, I'm innocent, I was quiet. You know, that it's not enough. It's who are we really? What are we really putting out toward the world? In Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, one of the first guidelines for right behavior is ahimsa. And that means harmlessness, nonviolence, it's often communicated, translated as, but it actually means harmlessness. And it's more than just, you know, whether or not you accidentally step on a bug. It's what is your intention toward the universe, toward other people, toward all sentient beings. Do I have an attitude of harmlessness? We can't help it in this relative universe. You drive a car, you're going to be driving over bugs and they're going to be smashing on your windshield. And I mean, you can't literally harm nothing in this world because it's not set up for that kind of absoluteness. So what Patanjali is really speaking about, he's speaking about the attitude of the heart. Do I really wish the whole world well? Someone asked the Dalai Lama what his advice was to create world peace. And this is not the final answer, but it was an interesting one. Teach young children to be compassionate and kind to creatures that are smaller than them. In other words, train us from as early an age as possible to respond to this world with compassion and kindness. And what is the recipe for my own life, for your life, to avoid having the universe take vengeance on us, is that we have to stop trying to take vengeance on the world. And that doesn't mean we can't discriminate. We can say, you know, that behavior is despicable. You can name things for what they are, but where it becomes a boomerang that's going to come back to you is, I hate that person for behaving that way. He's a horrible person for behaving that way. Well, he is doing horrible things because many people in this world do horrible things. But all of us are children of God. This one is profoundly misguided, and this one may need to be restrained with every ounce of force that can be generated to restrain this person, both for the welfare of others and for his own welfare, so that he doesn't continue to create these boomerangs of negativity. So you don't have to become naive or sort of just a blank-minded idiot about the real presence of darkness in the world. The difference is, how do we respond? Do we respond with vengeance and hatred, which will generate more of the same in the world? Or do we respond firmly and emphatically, but with compassion? Because no one suffers as much from the deeds of an evil person as the evil person. Because, first of all, that's the vibration they live in, and every one of those negative energies is a boomerang. And that's just simply, that's the law of karma. That's how it works. And when one truly begins to understand it, one becomes both deeply compassionate and also exceedingly attentive to what kind of energy one's putting out oneself. So Swami says, gunfight. Every insult you hurl at others is like a boomerang. It will return and wound you.
Our work is made possible by inspired listeners, so if you feel to support ASHA, you can make a one-time donation, or for unique members-only content, subscribe through Patreon. Blessings, and thank you.